Yo, what's up, Chief?
What's happening, Benny?
Chilling, man. Sitting here doing the first episode that we actually have done together.
This is true.
We've been waiting a long time for this.
The fuck is that feedback coming
Right,
from?
I just got that.
God damn,
You know, we've been having technical difficulties with all this equipment.
Seems like every fucking time we try to do something, there's some shit.
Sometimes, yeah, something that's getting in the way of
God
us completing our first episode together.
This shit's driving me crazy. Nah, it's fine now. I don't hear shit. It's good now, but I want to. Nah,
how many takes has it been? Maybe about five or six so far.
It's been months.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's been months. We've been trying
Pretty
to
much.
do this shit, and every time we get together.
And
It's
we
some
think we
fucking
got
video
it.
issue, it's some mic
It's
issue,
something.
it's some fuck, man.
It's all a process.
Anyway, we just watched the fucking SEC championship game that Georgia just won. So yeah, Texas, you're not finna come in here and win that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, we were
Hang
just talking
that shit
about
up.
That. Yeah, I had Georgia from the beginning.
Yeah. So, you know, even though we could have beat Georgia's ass, we could have beat Texas' ass too, but Lagway didn't play.
It's always next year, the way they say.
Yo, I like that fucking hat.
Oh, thanks, bro.
That's a Florida hat, right?
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's a Florida seal, right?
Yeah, the official state seal of the state of
Florida.
How
long you been in Florida?
I've been in Florida since about 1985 and 1986.
1986.
Yeah, way back in the days.
If I'm not mistaken, we moved to Florida in 80. Summer 88, I believe. Funny enough, that was the same time around the fucking Gainesville murders. Don't say no names.
No, you can't do that. That
don't
would be
say
incriminating.
No,
right, absolutely.
But remember, when the Gainesville murders were happening.
Yeah.
So you were already here when that shit started.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when that happened?
I do, yeah. it was the first time I experienced what you would call martial law. As to where, you know, you weren't free to walk about the city.
They put
a
curfew,
certain,
right?
Yeah, there was a curfew. You know, you had to be indoors and you can only be out on behalf of some kind of medical emergency or, you know, something like that. But other than that, you had to be locked up pretty much by between 5 and 6 o'clock, I believe it was the curfew.
Now, for you youngsters, to relate, thinking about the COVID pandemic when we had quarantine. It was about the same thing.
It was about the same thing.
You couldn't
Absolutely.
Be out.
Yeah, you can compare it to that.
It was essential, past a certain time at dark. Like, Gainesville was on lock.
I mean,
fucking town was scared as shit, bro.
I mean, absolutely.
Spooky.
I mean, this was, I mean, when you talk about, you know, small towns in America that, you know, are like staple places where people want to raise their
right.
children, it's safe, you know, schooling is good,
And
so forth and so on. Well, Gainesville was rated back then one of the top 10 cities in America to raise your children.
Well,
so when that
think
took place,
about how
it
big
was,
Gainesville
it was.
Gainesville
yeah,
wasn't the size
it was very
it was
disruptive,
right now.
You know, to the vibration of the city itself.
Yeah. Gainesville yeah. wasn't as big as it was now. We're in 2024.
Right.
End of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of development, even in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
But we're talking about back in 88, 89.
Mm-hmm.
Gainesville was a... Minus the college, because the college made up fucking like, you know, fucking 50-60% of
yeah,
the
majority
town.
Of the city stayed the same, but the outskirts was always country, dirt roads and yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a small town.
Always has been, yeah.
It could have been nothing without the college, let's say that. So when something like that,
I would
the
say
Gainesville,
that's fair.
The
yeah.
Gainesville murders happened.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I remember there was kind of like an eerie. Spookiness.
A dark,
bucket.
Ominous feeling came over the entire city.
Like everywhere you went. All right. So check this out. When we moved to Gainesville, we moved into an apartment complex off of Southwest.
Yeah, you were telling me
16th
about this.
Ave.
Yeah, I recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say the name.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say the address.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in off of Southwest 16th Avenue, Gainesville. there was a famous diner that was about 4 or 5 blocks from the apartment complex we lived at, which was 2 blocks away from where the one of the Gainesville murders happened.
Actually took place.
Actually took place. I think it was the first one.
Right.
Okay. Around the same time, someone went into this diner overnight, because it used to be 24/7. Fucking shot and killed and robbed the people in
right
this
there.
Place. And it wasn't connected. It wasn't connected to the Gainesville murders.
Mm-hmm.
So when we first moved to Gainesville, we're like, what the fuck did we move into? Those motherfuckers getting murdered. People getting fucking robbed and killed and stuffed in the freezer.
That wasn't happening in Georgia at that time.
No, not at all. Now, I was super young, so I was unaware of the crazy shit that happened in New York. Because I'm originally from New York. You're originally from New York.
Originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Shout out your hood.
East New York, Aetna and Lincoln, you know, right. Coney Island, CI.
Very young, but I'm from the Tremont, LaFontaine area, Bronx, New York, South Bronx. But all my family is from South Bronx. But we made our way down here because 2 of my uncles were in the military.
Okay.
So they went to the military in Georgia. Went to the military in Georgia. And then we kind of moved our way down here to Gainesville, Florida. So we moved here right amidst the Gainesville murders and all that shit. What
right.
I just told you. Didn't know we were like 5 blocks from the fucking murders.
Literally.
5 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro? We were right down the street. We were at Sugar Hill.
You were in Sugar Hill.
Right, which was right down the street from
which
where
which is probably like 10 blocks.
Yeah, probably.
From
yeah.
where we were. You
about
know,
a mile
you know.
Distance, give and take a little.
Yes, got you. So if you knew Gainesville back then when you grew up, if you grew up in the Alachua County area, you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know where we, you know, Southwest 16th Ave, you know, Sugar Hill is off of Waldo Road, right?
Right, absolutely.
Waldo Road in
yeah,
Gainesville. That ain't far from where we were living at the time. You know what I mean? We eventually moved out to Duval, which you migrated to.
Yeah.
Whenever you came to fucking Gainesville.
Right.
Which was, at the time, minority. We were the only fucking Puerto Ricans in the whole goddamn neighborhood.
We were the
right?
only Latinos in the whole neighborhood. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it just happened to be, that, ironically enough, that all of us were from the same city.
Now,
it
if you were from
the same
way
background.
Down south, like in the Miami, Orlando area, they were used to Hispanics down there.
Mm-hmm.
But up here in north central Florida,
right,
they wasn't used to Latinos.
It was either one or the other. There was no in between.
Motherfuckers ever ask you, oh, you Mexican?
Never.
Never?
No.
No. I dealt with that shit my whole childhood.
No.
My whole childhood, oh, you
they
Mexican?
They used to call me Red. You know what I mean?
The fuck, that's so funny.
Well, because of the tone color of my skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like Tandy and them. You know, they used to call them Red and all that.
Got you.
Remember
I
that?
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dealt with that shit my whole childhood. Growing up here in Florida in fucking, you know, late 80s, early 90s. Oh, you Mexican? You Mexican? No, bitch. I'm like 6'1". No, I'm not Mexican. Like, what the fuck? It's like that. That's all they knew.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was always having to be prepared to fight or stand up for what I was.
Mm-hmm.
No, you finna put some respect on what the fuck I am. I'm Puerto Rican, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So anyway, I remember we moved here around then. I remember when we first met you. Now, to give you some history, all right. This is my brother. And this is my brother through history. All right. He was my 2 older brothers' best friend.
That's right.
So when we first met, he's 10 years a senior, 9-10 years a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 8, 9, he was 18, all right?
Correct.
And the moment we found out, oh shit, there's another fucking Puerto Rican in the neighborhood.
We connected. We came together like Voltron.
They brought you to the house, and moms was like, yo, let me cook for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you were like, yo, I haven't had some Puerto Rican food. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, you know, not only did your family, when I met your brothers, was very welcoming towards me. And, you know, opened the door fully to me and accepted me as family from day one, which is something that within our culture is always seen. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing new. You know, Puerto Ricans, you know, we stick
especially
together.
Especially in that environment. You know what that environment was like.
Absolutely.
We were
the outcasts. But at the same time, you know, we were accepted and respected because, you know, we were different, but we were down. And once they, once they came to the full understanding that, you know, hey, man, you know, they might be a little more lighter skinned than us, but they really ain't no different than us.
Nah.
Have you had their mothers cooking?
Wee!
She could get down in that kitchen, bro. Have people lined up outside.
Not only that, bro, I remember the fights. Like,
yeah,
you had to fight to prove your fucking self. They were going to try you. They were going to try you until you fucking stood your ground.
Well, you know, that's something that I faced coming out of New York City and transitioning down here to South Florida.
Now, Gainesville wasn't the first place.
Place here that I ended up when we left New York City was Fort Lauderdale, a small little town called Oakland Park.
Okay.
Yeah. it's pretty barren down there back then. You know, not much going on. You had a 7-Eleven or something you could walk to. It was maybe
shit.
7 blocks away. If you had enough water to make the trip. Could you get dehydrated just walking to the store?
One
so
of the neighborhoods we lived in Columbus, Georgia, was called Oakland Park.
Yeah, look at that. That's ironic. Yeah.
Years later, in truck driving school, I ran into a dude that was from Columbus, Georgia.
Right.
I was about 24.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker tells me, "Oh, Oakland Park became murder capital of fucking Columbus, Georgia."
Ain't that something?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest, chillest neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They had a community pool.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would be at the community pool Saturday, Sunday. You know what I mean?
But yeah, you know.
But we're talking about back in the 80s, long time ago.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So. It was a different time and space back then. You know what I mean? But, Oakland Park was nice, I guess. You know, it was kind of barren. You know, had to get used to it. It was a big.
So how'd you end up in Gainesville?
Well, I ended up in Gainesville because, ironically enough, when I lived in Oakland Park, I actually met a young lady that was from this grid. So, yeah, you know, she was from this one particular grid. We met down south originally.
Who?
The mother of my first three children.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah, yeah. The one that you were with when we met.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. She's the first mother of my first three children.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Incredible person, incredible woman. Mm-hmm. Mad respect to her and her husband. But that was back in the days that we met. And she is originally from the Micanopy area.
We
met down in Oakland Park when me and my family had moved to because she was living down there with her dad at the time.
Okay.
And that's how I ended up getting this connection to this town. Because, you know, her family was from Micanopy, and, eventually they ended up moving into the Gainesville area. And then behind her and meeting her family members, we came up here once to visit them. And my mother saw the place and fell in love with it.
Right.
And that's how we ended up gravitating from South Florida up to North Florida.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. So at that point where we met, how long have you been here?
I would say maybe about 6-7 months.
Okay.
Yeah, 6-7 months.
I hate that shit. I don't know why that shit happens, man. We gotta figure out what's going on. But anyway, shit. But yeah, shit. During the fucking, Gainesville murder era, that shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we met in Duval,
mm-hmm.
and shit, think it was about, what, 2 years? You and my brothers kicked it real hard. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because, I was a kid.
Alongside with Ed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My uncle. Yeah,
Mona,
yeah,
all yeah. them. So, Kike.
Yo, I remember this one time in particular, bro. Because I know you always ride or die for my brothers. You were always into some, you know what I mean?
Yo, man, the bond that I created with your brothers is like a bond that will be lifelong.
Right.
It's the same kind of bond I got with you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and it's
right.
always been like that, you know?
Because I remember y'all got into some shit, bro.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Yeah, we got some stories.
Yeah.
For real, some good ones. Yeah, do you recall that fight that we had that day during the game day here,
here in town? Riding down University Ave?
Absolutely. Do you remember that?
The dude with the mullet and acid-wise jeans.
Hey, listen, do you want to go ahead and kick that one off? Let's tell that one. That's a great story. Go ahead. Let's jump right into it.
You want me to? You sure?
Please. Let's share this with the audience. I think they would love this. So this is a great story. Check this out.
So I don't think you realize, like, my memory, my shit is like a movie reel. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to explain it to you right now.
I can see that.
All right.
Yeah.
You know. I've explained shit to you.
Oh, yeah.
Reminisce shit with you. You know my memory. My memory is like a movie reel. All right. So I've told, you know, past episodes, told stories about my boy Mike, told stories about my girl, you know, with her Kelly. So the shit you know that I remember and reminisce with you, you know I'm telling some real shit. All
right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I lived it right
alongside with you.
Yeah. I got a memory like an elephant. We'll put it that way. So anyway.
Alright, so what happened? Take us there.
So this particular day, it was a game day in Gainesville.
That's
which,
right.
Since I can remember when game day in Gainesville, it's lit.
Yeah, it's packed
it's
everywhere.
It's fucking lit
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
There's something
you go,
going
right?
on all over the city, right?
Also, motherfuckers are drinking, living their best life.
Getting lit.
Mm-hmm. Feeling 10 feet tall and bulletproof, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we were with my aunt. We were on our way to pick my uncle up from work. That's what we were. That's why we were all in the car.
That's right.
Okay.
What kind of car was it?
It was an old brown Delta 88.
That's right. Just like Public Enemy.
It was a 19.
My Delta 88.
It was a 1980 something. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But if you knew what a Delta 88 was, a fucking dark brown.
With the tan top.
The tan.
The vinyl top.
Leather top.
Boy,
halfway.
It was looking good,
halfway.
Too. Clean. Yeah, back
Uncle
then,
had,
that bad boy was clean.
He had fucking, what was it, two? This is, remember motherfuckers were making their own homemade sound systems?
Oh, yeah.
He had two house speakers.
I remember that.
That bumped.
I remember
bumped
that.
Bumped like a motherfucker,
oh, yeah.
right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
anyway, me, my boy Chief. Is on one side. I'm like 8, 9 years old. I can't remember exactly how old I was.
Uh-huh. We was having a very interesting conversation in the back seat before all this took place.
Yeah, you were telling motherfuckers how to cook coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Or cook crack.
Yeah, that was very funny.
And
very
I'm like,
educational.
Oh, yeah, keep talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which came in handy years later. We'll get to that later.
Talk about
anyway.
Ghetto documentaries and mental awareness, right?
Yeah, it definitely came in handy later. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's a whole other conversation. So anyway.
Moving right along. Right.
My boy Chief is on my right. I'm in the middle riding bitch because I'm like 8. My uncle.
Come on.
Yeah. That's what they call it.
That's what
you
they
know
call
what
it.
The fuck
right,
they
right.
call it.
Okay,
I was a little
go.
Kid. That's
let's
what
go.
They call
okay,
it.
Okay, let's go.
So my uncle, which is like fucking 15 years old at the time. My uncle, which is like 15 years old at the time, which is my aunt's younger brother.
That's right.
And his wife. Yes. Yeah. I'm trying not to use names. I don't know about any of that.
Well, you know.
So, anyway.
It's all in the family, yo.
Frank and Chinka in the front seat. Mom was driving. Some dudes rolled by, flicking us off. I'm like,
this is true.
I'm young and innocent.
Mm-hmm. Why are they doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
it was feeling
out.
Good.
Oh, they were fucked up.
A little
Turns
bit too
out.
Good. Right.
They were feeling cocky.
Very much so.
Okay.
And they had the right ones that day.
Oh,
continue.
They fucked up.
Yeah.
They fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a video, you know, nowadays when it's like at this moment, They knew they fucked up.
That would probably be a very good meme right there, yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to tell you that moment in a second. Yeah. It's about to come up. And they ride by. Flingers, you know, all out the window, blah, blah, blah. Y'all like, oh, shit. Mona, catch up, catch up. She's like, nah, fuck them, fuck them. Well, if you know anything about the law of the universe, when you catch up to a motherfucker that cut you off in traffic,
it's on, baby.
Or flicked you off,
it's on. On spot.
And they get stuck at that very next red light. Didn't that happen?
Too bad for you.
They got caught at that very next light.
Let me see you shoot that bird again.
And the driver happened to jump out and be like, what's up?
Brave.
I'm like, oh shit. What's about to happen? All of a sudden, both my brothers and Chief pile out the fucking car. Like
the LWO, like, baby.
Like it was fucking orchestrated.
That's it.
My brother, at the time, my middle brother, I got two older brothers. One was, you know, 5-6 years older than me. The other one was like nine years older than me.
Yeah.
Same age as Chief.
Right.
They file out. They fucking fall out the car, single file line. Brother's in a fucking cast.
On his leg, yeah.
He broke his ankle. This motherfucker is in a cast.
That's right.
And he's still trying to fuck somebody up, right?
Yeah, we was after these.
You don't fucking flick fingers at us. You don't flick us off. Fuck that.
We ain't doing nothing to you. You know, we didn't deserve that.
We ain't fucking with nobody.
Yeah, we don't play that disrespect.
I'm pretty sure they were trying to clown us about the car.
Something.
I think it was something about, they were trying to clown us about the car.
Something.
Anyway. When he did that, when he opened that driver's side door and jumped out and said, what's up? They jumped out that motherfucking car so quick. My brother in the cast jumped on the driver. Chief comes in behind him. They beating the fucking brakes off homeboy. They beating the motherfucking
brakes off
homeboy.
And the whole time, because it's game day. Traffic is heavy.
Oh, traffic is super thick.
So behind us,
listen,
we got about a mile, maybe a mile and a half worth of like cars backed up waiting for the light to turn green.
If you're from Gainesville.
And we're all the way up in the front, mind you.
If you're from Gainesville, they were at the intersection of 34th and University.
That's right.
In front of the Checkers.
That's
right. If you know where that Checkers is in Gainesville, Florida, they were at the light. Front of Checkers.
And back then, you had that Granny's on the corner.
They were
Grandy's, if you want to pronounce it the right way.
So, my aunt gets mad. It's like, fuck them, I'm leaving them. She drives off, but she ends up coming back and scooping them up. So, we end up going to the mall later on that day because we had to wait for my uncle to get off.
Right.
We go to Champs.
Uh-huh.
The sporting goods store.
That's right. It was right there at the entrance.
We're looking at shoes and shit. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, one of the salesmen comes up. It's like, yo, ain't y'all the dudes that beat the shit out of that guy at the fucking light? Yo, we were like
guilty as charged. That was us. We had to get our respect. Yeah. You know, we had to put them boys in their place. Yeah.
Yeah. They were the ones that beat the shit out of that motherfucker.
That was funny.
But he, bro.
The funny thing is that, you know, while we're giving this ass whooping, while we were giving these guys these ass whooping for being so disrespectful towards us, for no reason at all, you know, the light changed. And Mona, alongside with everybody else.
That's why she rode off.
They
took
off.
That's why she rode off.
We're still out there in the middle of the street throwing, you know.
Throwing bows, yeah.
Throwing bows out there.
Everybody's riding by watching these dudes getting their ass whooped.
Right. And then when we're done whooping their ass because, you know, they just couldn't lift their hands anymore to defend themselves, we figured they had enough. And Chinky, Frank, and myself, along with Chinky's broke leg, ran across the street And was getting
walking down the fucking sidewalk.
Ass and elbows, brother, down the street trying to get it. And that's where we ended up
that shit was crazy, bro.
Meeting up with you guys later on. Yeah, down the road.
From that time.
That was a wild experience.
So at that time, how long was it before you left Gainesville? Because I know it wasn't too long before you dipped out. And then, shit, I ain't see your ass for like goddamn.
For a minute. We left.
I saw you once when I was 16.
Frank
went to go see you because you had came back to Gainesville.
Right.
And then I think you went to Orlando after that.
Well, I ended up in Miami.
Okay.
I went back down to Fort Lauderdale. We stayed in an area called Lauderhill.
Okay.
And we was there for quite some time. And then I found a house in Carroll City in Miami in Dade County.
Notorious.
And we ended up moving over there. And then we lived there for about maybe 6 years.
Okay.
All right. And then that's when, my family made their shift from Dade County back up here to Gainesville.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you came back, how old were you?
When I came back here?
Yeah, second time.
The second time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was probably about, I want to say 26, 27.
So I was about 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
That's when me and Frank went to go see you one day.
Right.
And I hadn't seen your ass since.
And I think when I
was like 8.
And I think when I came back, I was in Puerto Rico for some time.
Sure.
And that's when I ended up coming back, because that's when I...
Wasn't that later?
Yeah, that's when... Yeah. That was way later.
Yeah,
you are right.
So,
yeah.
I remember, last time I saw you, I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Frank went to go see you. I think you were living in the same neighborhood that your mom lived in.
Mm-hmm.
We went to pop up on you.
That's why I say that.
Yeah right. Mm-hmm. So then, I saw you then. We kicked it for like an hour or whatever. And then, I see your ass again. I just heard about you.
Yeah.
And I used to always ask about you. Damn, what happened to Cuco? Oh, man, he's living in Puerto Rico.
Not to cut you off, brother, but another thing that I want to share that's very intimate to me, it's something that I never really talked to you a lot about.
Right.
But my relationship with your family is a lot deeper than a lot of people know. Okay. The reason why we all got along so well is, number one, because y'all was genuine people and real people and loving people and family oriented people. And I came from that. So I resonated with that when I met y'all,
right,
and the warmth, you know, the way you guys received me into, your family was...
You remember the Christmas parties?
Yeah, what? Come on, I'm trying to tell you, what I mean?
And grandma was there making the patalillos.
And speaking of grandma, I didn't come to know abuelita until later, what I mean? And but the first thing she said to me when she spoke to me was that I reminded her of her son,
Modesto.
And she showed me a picture of him, the soldier that you guys had on the wall, Marine, that's right, respect.
MIA in Vietnam.
Respect.
Yeah.
And we did favor each other a little bit.
Yeah.
As Frank and I favor each other a little bit. If I bald my head right now.
Same thing she said about Frank.
Right. If I bald my head right now, me and Frank favor each other.
That's what I think. She always fucking favored Frank. That was her baby, bro.
But
I think it was for that very same reason.
Yeah, and she always,
I get that,
Right, yeah. Right. So I guess that was, every time she spoke to me about him, it's how much she loved him and she missed him. And that I favor him. But it was never a sad thing. It was more of remembrance and like respect and love and light. You know what I mean? And I felt that energy. So, that was always something that was kind of like personal for me. You know what I mean? Because her sharing that with me and those feelings with me gave us a very strong relationship. Just the same kind of relationship you and your brothers had with her. I had that same kind of relationship with your moms alongside with her and, you know, alongside with all of you.
I remember we looked, after the last time we saw each other, I was about 16, we disconnected because, you know, I always expected you to keep in contact with my brothers. You know what I mean?
Right.
You were their best friend, so mm-hmm. I always figured they always mm-hmm. knew what you were up to, shit like that.
And for the, you know, and for the most part, we did.
Right, right.
But,
you know,
but there were some gaps
right.
in between the times that we got to see each other.
Right.
You know, but, yeah.
So I remember when we reconnected recently, which was on some total random shit. Mm-hmm. But, like we've discussed, it was kind of like, hey, the universe reconnected us.
Yeah, most
you know
definitely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I believe that, yeah.
So at the time, I wasn't doing bad, but I needed to find a job. I was looking for employment. And I'm like, yo, I'm really looking at fucking shit online, trying to find, you know, I'm looking at ads, oh, you know.
Whatever you could find.
This certain supermarket was hiring.
Right.
And I ain't gonna lie, I think like a couple of weeks prior, I saw you on the block. Like I was riding by and I'm like, yo, that looked like fucking. Like Chief.
Like, it was like Cuco.
Yo.
Yeah. Right.
When I seen shit, nah, so, you know. Mm-hmm. I had some shit to do, so I kept riding. Obviously, I couldn't stop. So I see this ad in the paper. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, shit. Hey, they're paying pretty good. Let me go check this place out.
Mm-hmm.
Go walk in the superstore. Look. And you were talking to somebody. You were talking to some lady. You're a charisma. Charismatic motherfucker.
Well,
you could talk to some people.
Well, thank you.
And I could tell.
I know some people that will argue that. But okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You could fucking. You could talk to. You got. You're a good conversationalist. All right.
Well, thank you.
Like mm-hmm. I feel like.
I know some people that would disagree with you because
you
they don't.
Fuck
they don't,
those people.
They don't see eye to eye with me upon my opinions
know their names
in life.
So
you know what I mean? But and it is what it is. Yeah. Fuck those
so,
people. Right.
I'm like, oh, he's pitching some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Google. No, I think you walked to the back, and I didn't know what they knew you at the job.
I saw you, but I didn't recognize you.
Right. So
not right off. Right.
I stepped to somebody else. I'm like, yo, tell Google, Angel's out of here. They're like, who's that?
Uh-huh, yeah, because nobody knows me as Cuco, right? You know, you got to really
that's,
know
yeah,
me
that,
to
you
know
family.
That nickname. That's
if
a
you know that name,
nickname.
You family.
Right.
I didn't,
everybody
you know,
knows me as
Chief
or Winnick.
Right.
Right. My,
they knew
yeah,
you
my
as
birth
Winnick.
Given name, right.
So
right.
I'm like, yo, Puerto Rican dude with the hat, blah, blah, and they're like, oh, Winnick? I'm
like, yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yo, this nigga's on the run. He's under an alias. Like, Winnick? He made up some shit. Like,
I have
never,
so many aliases. Listen, I have so many.
So I'm like, yo, am I about to blow this? Is this nigga on the run right
I mean,
now?
At
am
one
I about
time,
to blow his spot? Like,
listen,
yo, right?
What? Are you kidding me?
So
go
I'm
ahead.
Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, Winnick? And I'm like, yeah, Winnick. Tell Winnick his brother's out here.
Oh, wasabi avocado.
And they went... I think you were just about
AKA
to go on break.
AKA Taino Negro.
So they went and got you, and you came out front. As soon as you saw my face, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I
from
knew
there on,
was.
You were like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But yeah.
You're all grown up now, because the last time I saw you, you was...
Yeah. No facial hair at all.
None of that.
I haven't even fucking... My nuts hadn't even dropped yet. I haven't got no pussy, nothing. I ain't know shit about getting my dick wet.
It was a good union,
yeah.
You know. It was,
yeah.
it was good. It was.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah,
it was like, goddamn it, it was like family you haven't seen in forever.
Ain't that something?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I'm honored to hear you say that.
Since
there's a lot of real, you know, blood-related family members that don't feel that way about me. And, you know, and that goes back to what a lot of people say sometimes,
yeah.
That it's not about blood relation with inside who ends up becoming some of your best family members in life. You know, sometimes some of your friends in life that you meet as you go along your life journey end up becoming more family than your very own.
Right.
Unfortunately.
But, yeah, man. From there on, like, we've been pretty pretty much fucking inseparable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
Started working with me and shit. And from there on, man, we just been locked in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely look to this man for advice. I look to him for wisdom. You know what I mean? He lifts me up. He keeps me going. I try to do the same for him. You know what I mean? It's definitely a partnership that I appreciate, man.
Mm.
And I value knowing you.
Oh,
you know
thank
what I mean?
You.
So I feel like you're definitely the person that I want sitting beside me when we do this.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Like,
respect.
This is something that I definitely want you, or I want to share the experience with.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So, this is exciting, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Ever since I started this, created a hunger. Like, I just want to sit in front of this mic and talk.
And share.
And I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
Just have a good time and be ourselves, like we always
that
do.
That too. That
yeah,
too.
Like we always do.
But at the same time, I got some shit I want to get off my chest.
Yeah.
Some of you motherfuckers ain't gonna like what I'm gonna say.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Period. Point blank, period.
All right.
And if I love you, and if you fuck with me, you good. I ain't got shit to say about you. I'm gonna big you up. I'm gonna talk positive about you. But if you don't fuck with me, and you left me in this motherfucking world to die, and suffer, and starve on my own, and crawl out this goddamn hole by myself, you gonna feel me. And you gonna feel what the fuck I say. I got a lot to get off my motherfucking chest. And
confess
this is what this show is about.
Confess it. Confess it.
You feel me?
Yeah, bring it to the table.
I ain't got shit but the truth to lay out on you motherfuckers.
And that's all we're going
to
talk about. It's the truth at all times.
I don't give a fuck whether you like it or not.
That's right.
You're going to hear the truth about yourself.
Listen, I always tell people, be careful what you ask me. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, Benny's the same way. You know what I mean? Be careful what you ask me about. You know, about my feelings or how about, you know, or how it is that I feel about certain topics because, you see, I'm not the kind of person that's going to tell you what you want to hear. You understand? I'm going to keep it real with you. And I know Benny's the same way. You understand? If we have something that we have to say, we're going to tell you what you need to hear. You see, people nowadays, they're so used to people telling them what they want to hear in order to gain acceptance. You know what I mean? With inside certain ratios of people, whether it be at work, whether it be on a social level, you know, whatever it may be, all right? With us, you're going to get it raw, okay? And be careful what you ask us because you're always going to get the truth, even if it means that, you know, it can end up making us look bad on behalf
Here's
of our own
thing.
Demise of being honest
sorry,
about
bro.
It.
Here's my thing. The past fucking 44 years, ain't nobody give a fuck about my goddamn feelings.
That's what I'm talking about.
So why the fuck should I give a care about yours?
Truth.
So when I speak, it's going to be without fucking filters.
That's
it's going to be exactly what I feel.
That's it.
It's going to be exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you agree or disagree, I don't really give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, you're about to find out and you're about to learn who the fuck I am.
Mm.
And I do a lot of motherfucking shit within my goddamn life. I speak, you know, a lot of shit that I've never spoke on, a lot of shit I've been through, I've always kept quiet. Fuck that. Fuck that. I want people to learn. I want motherfuckers that are out there to learn. You ain't the only person going through shit. You know what I mean? I'm tired of men being put down. I'm tired of husbands being put down. I'm tired of the way they fucking talk about men nowadays, bro. And this is really what I want to put out there. Real motherfuckers like you, husbands, dads, dudes out here working 9 to 5 that's really just out here trying to make a living. I'm tired of fucking men just being dogged. Period.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So,
I can sum it up for you like this. If you're fucking with me, you got to understand one thing about me. And it's real simple. And I for the life of me, after 53 years of life, I can't wrap my head around the concept that people don't understand what it is that I'm telling them. You get what you invest. If you invest bullshit into me, you're going to get bullshit back. You understand? That's the kind of man I am. The energy you put out is what I'm going to match. And that's in everything in life. When it's our friendships, relationships, monogamous, whatever it may be. It depends on the energy that you invest in. I know I'm going to treat me good. You know what I mean? But if you want things to work between us, then it all comes down to what type of energy you're going to invest into me. That's going to be the overall outcome of the relationship with people nowadays. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100 no matter what. You know what I mean? No matter where I go. You know what I mean?
That goes for friendship. That goes for, you know, lovers. It goes for family.
It goes for everything.
You get what you put in.
That's it.
You ain't putting shit into me, you ain't getting shit back. Period.
That's right. That's right.
Period. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
That's like, true to the testimony
we
of
all
any
too
OG,
wrong for
yo.
This bullshit. You know what
Straight
I mean?
Straight up.
You're about that gossip. You're about that negative bullshit. Stay the fuck out of my life.
I haven't had no problem
keeping people out of my life with that negative bullshit.
That's right.
And shit ain't about to change. I'm about to cut off even more motherfucking people.
And sometimes every now and then, you know, some of them get through. You know what I mean? But, you know, you just got to know how to deal with them.
You got to weed them out. You keep your grass loaded, fucking weed out the snakes, bro.
That's it. Keep your enemies closer than your friends. Period. Keep an eye on them at all times.
Confessions of a Drunk Latino. We're calling it for tonight. You good? You got anything else to say?
You know, the only thing I have to say is that I can't wait for that episode when we do the repatriation of Benny the Wolf back home to Puerto Rico.
I don't even know what repatriation means, I got you.
Yeah, you don't know what that means?
Not at all. All
right, so let's just say we're going to take a trip to Puerto Rico. We're going to have a lot of fun.
In the plans for the future. We got to wait for the budget to get higher.
Right. Y'all keep chiming in, all right? We'll be back.
Y'all have a good night.
Yeah. Go support them. I had a set like that, right? And it was the middle of winter, and my long johns were dirty. But my girlfriend's long johns were clean, and I needed some long johns because it's damn cold outside. So I put on her long johns, which happened to be like pink with like these green looking like butterfly prints on them. Put them on, put on the Oshkosh Begosh, put on the bomber jacket, put on the Timbs. And, you know, step out. I go to McDonald's and I sit down, you know, going to get something to eat. She's working there. And some of her friends are sitting down with me. We're all at the table. And, you know, back in the days when you sport these jumpers, you would unclip them and let the flap hang down and let, you know, the suspenders in the back hang down.
We used to wear overalls like that.
Right. And then you can, like, at the seat. You see how this shit here is opened up? That's how the seats were in the McDonald's.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the buckle got caught there.
Oh.
And when it was time for us to go, and the place was full, too, during the weekend. When it was time to go, I got up so fast that it just tore the buttons clear off the side of it. And my pants dropped. And everybody saw those girly, feminine type of, like, flannel underwear underneath that I had on.
Bro,
that was pretty embarrassing.
Oh,
yeah. I couldn't get my pants up fast enough.